The heat was on in Milwaukee this week with eight candidates appearing for their first debate Wednesday night. As Stephen Potter reports, voters got a look at the Republican slate of presidential hopefuls for the upcoming 2024 election.
As a voter, I didn't walk away completely sold or completely put off by anyone, really.
That's despite the eight candidates trying to make their mark.
What's the difference between you and me?
Yeah, I'm not a professional politician. That's the difference. Who can answer a question?
So it was comical at a point, and I've seen aspects of some of the competitors that I hadn't heard before.
Political scientist Mordecai Lee says Republicans have an impressively deep bench.
With Wisconsin being 49.9% Democratic and 49.9% Republicans, I think for the Democrats who are watching, the moral of the story is be afraid. Be very afraid.
While former President Donald Trump wasn't there, his presence was felt.
Well, he was in the room even though he wasn't in the room, and certainly a little disappointed that he didn't show up, although I think we did a different president.
I am leaning towards Trump, but without him here, I thought it'd be a good time to hear loudly from the other candidates.
One of the most disagreeable topics of the night was abortion.
I will support the cause of life as governor and as president.
Let's treat this like a respectful issue that it is and humanize the situation and stop demonizing the situation.
Consensus is the opposite of leadership. When the Supreme Court returned this question to the American people, they didn't just send it to the states only. It's not a states only issue, it's a moral issue.
Another hot button issue, climate change.
The climate change agenda is a hoax.
First of all, yes, is climate change real? Yes, it is. But if you want to go and really change the environment, then we need to start telling China and India that they have to lower their emissions.
The candidates were also asked if they would still support Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, despite the felony charges stacking up against him.
Someone's got to stop normalizing this conduct, okay? Now, whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States.
President Trump, I believe, was the best president of the 21st century. It's a fact.
Not surprisingly, Democrats weren't impressed.
A group of people that really didn't seem to recognize why Republicans lost in 2020, in 2022, and especially this spring in Wisconsin in the Supreme Court election. The public doesn't like this kind of extremism.
For his part, Mordecai Lee says debates like this give voters the chance to choose their top-tier candidates.
If you got three that you like in a certain priority, there's a decent chance that at least one of them will be standing and still in the race by the time April comes around.
Reporting from Milwaukee, for Here and Now, I'm Stephen Potter.